Very excited about this next guest. It's Motivation Monday here on Mornings with Sue and Andy. Is motivation something that we can conjure up on our own? Or do we need to find the spark elsewhere to motivate ourselves to reach the goals that we have in mind? To answer the question, we're joined now by Nina Spencer, motivational speaker and author of a handful of books, including A Time to Creep, A Time to Soar, Lesson Learned for Work and Life from Climbing Mount Kilimanjaro. Good morning to you, Nina.
Hey, Andy, how are you doing? Hello there, Sue.
Good morning.
Thank you for
Good
taking
Good morning.
You sound motivated on a Monday morning. We like that. So the big question is, this is what you do for a living. This is kind of your life's work to a certain extent as far as not only speaking, but the books that you write. So can you give us the answer to this one? Can one motivate themselves?
Good question. I find that the inspiration comes from within. You have to sort of train your brain to think that way. Others can't motivate you. When bosses say, oh, I want to motivate my staff. No, staff need to feel the inspiration and then they will have the motivation. So the inspiration has to come from the outside. Somebody can't motivate you. You have to figure out how to motivate you. Your good enough reasons, your purpose, your reason for being, that sort of thing. And that requires a little bit of introspection. Some people might be naturally wired positively. They might have a natural default position of a positive mental attitude, and others perhaps not. They're just not born that way. But regardless, you can train your brain just like you can train your body to play a sport or an instrument. You can train your brain to think more positively. It's clinically proven.
Okay, so if we need to find that spark within, what do we look for? How do we even know what to try to bring out within ourselves if we don't know what we're looking for in the beginning?
Well, some of the things that occur to me right off the bat are stuff like, what are the kinds of words that are coming out of your mouth as you speak to others and even as you speak to yourself? I mean, it's a no-brainer that we're supposed to be positive and sunny and focused, but all sunshine makes a desert. Sometimes you are going to have a bit of a negative funk. The point is to not stay there, not to stay in what they say, a pity city, too long. If you move through it, just make it a little pit stop and then carry on. So some of that has to do with the language that you're speaking about. For example, with what's going on right now, oh, this will never end versus this is going to eventually end. For example, even 9/11 is 20 years ago this September. Sooner or later, a worrisome time, a crisis time, just a downright bad time ends. I think of things like this. Out of order comes chaos, and out of chaos comes order. Mm. And what comes after order?
More chaos.
Chaos.
Yeah.
And out of chaos comes order, and we puddle jump across our lives. And these are things that we can expect. But what we can do is use more positive language. Okay. It's the difference when you pick up the phone and you say, is this a bad time, Sue? Hey, Andy, have I caught you at a bad time versus have I caught you, for example, at a good time? Mm. Put the language focus on what you want more of rather than what you don't want.
Wow, incredible. It's interesting because we drew a parallel at the beginning of the program that it's actually National Clean Up Your Room Day. And we've had a year with perhaps more time on our own or more time at home to maybe get those tasks done under our own roofs. But many of us have not. And we still haven't tackled that garage or the basement, whatever it might be. So how do we get started on that first spark? What can we do to get the ball rolling, even if it's baby steps? Do you have some advice for us there?
Yes, absolutely. And just as a segue to that, the clean up your room, this is quite amazing that you should mention this because I did a speaking engagement once where one of the other speakers was a general in the armed forces and or an ex-general and a retired one. And he told me that one of the reasons why they're so insistent about making a perfect bed, a hotel perfect bed every morning, and this goes right into cleaning up your room, is so that at the very start of the day, you have already succeeded. You've already completed a task. So, you know, I know sometimes it gets sloppy. Mañana, it doesn't matter. I'm making it messy. I'm going to get into it again today. But even doing something as simple as completing on the simplicity of making your bed first thing in the morning, I know it sounds like I'm a mother, but... five things that I do, speaking of bed, while I'm still in bed. to start the day off positively. I do these every single morning, including this morning. The first thing, as you come to consciousness, train your brain to have your first conscious thought be one of gratitude. Count your blessings. Jan Arden said it, you know, one of Alberta's number one daughters, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've got money in my pocket. I like the color of my hair. I've got a friend who loves me. I got a house. I got a car. Count whatever blessings you can right now. So come to your day, your first thought being positive, counting your blessings. Identify your intent for the day. What's my intention today? What's my purpose for today? It could be cleaning my room or doing the laundry. Or you could make it more lofty and say, today I'm going to treat everybody I encounter with extra kindness, with extra thoughtfulness.
Love it.
So intent, five things. So one is express gratitude. Two is identify your intent, your purpose for the day. Number three is to take five diaphragmatic yoga-style breaths. They may be the five deepest breaths you take all day long, but start your day with that relaxation. Fourthly, smile. I know it seems kind of corny and Pollyanna-ish, but apparently the brain doesn't know that it's fake. So if you put a smile on the muscles of your face, it registers in your brain, and you start the day off with a bit of a lift.
Mm.
And the last is to forgive yourself for any screw-ups from the day before. You just got to let yourself off the hook sometimes and say, I'm giving it a wipe. This is a new day. I'm going to try again.
I love that because we are very hard on ourselves, and that is a nice way to start the day. You start on a positive day all around, and really what can go wrong, right?
It's just absolutely.
Begin beautifully. I love it. Thank you so much. Those are great five steps. I love it. We're going to put those up on our social media and share them for everybody. Thanks so much for joining us, Nina. Appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Great day to you all.
Thank you, and to you. That is Nina Spencer, author and motivational speaker. You can find more at ninaspencer.com.